from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Pirates manager Derek Shelton, top of the hour. Lots to ask, including Paul Skenes and innings limits. I think there's different ways to phrase this question, and I've got a question for him. I'm sure Paul has a lot. Pirates playing really, really well. They're playing as well as any team in baseball, honestly, over the last 10 to 12 games, and there's 62 of them left. They're 100 games into the season, so we got a lot to talk about with the Pirates manager on a Paul Skenes day. But in the meantime, there's this tiny little matter of the Steelers opening camp. Players report tomorrow, Paul. For you, what's the biggest story?
I love the fact that, and I don't want to use the word afterthought, but I love the fact that Steelers opening training camp is sort of a back burner topic right now.
Yes.
Because it means that the Pirates are doing what they're doing. Now, I think as you know, Craigers was in here, and he's right about this. It will be a day-to-day thing as to what is the biggest topic in sports, right? It'll be a day-to-day thing. The biggest storyline, and I hate to say it because it sounds lazy, and it's not, I mean, it's obviously the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And not necessarily even the quarterbacks, although I think Justin Fields is a very intriguing player. It's Russell Wilson, and, you know, what is he going to look like? What's he going to do?
I agree 100%, and I at the same time, I feel like there's been, I don't know if it's an actual effort, but the way it's played out is like there's no quarterback controversy or competition or story. Meanwhile, that's just what it is. Is the quarterback of the future in this locker room as well with Justin Fields? And I'm not saying in training camp, Russell Wilson's going to start the season, but there is an absolute quarterback controversy here, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a great story.
Right.
The question for me is how long, if Russell Wilson struggles, does he get? The other question for me is his replacement right here? A guy that the Steelers were enamored with coming into the draft that they just went out and got, who's still young and has done, it's been a mixed bag, but he's done some great things in the NFL. I don't know if there's five guys who are more electric with the football in their hands than Justin Fields. So there is a gigantic quarterback story here, controversy here, if you want to call it that. However you want to phrase it, that's the story today and every day until the end of the season and beyond. Because they have a guy that I bet you that they think is their future in Justin Fields, and Russell Wilson for now is the present. Well, and every day is going to be a development on both fronts. Every single day. And it would have been a controversy, a huge one, with Rudolph and Pickett too, by the way, because right. you started to have a huge faction of Rudolph backers, and you had the Pickett tension with the franchise. It would have been a giant story with those two, and it's a giant story with these two. And here's the moral of the story, Paul.
Well,
is the Steelers still don't have their replacement for Ben, their quarterback of the future, if you know what I mean. They don't have their next franchise guy yet that we know of. Maybe Russell Wilson would be great and play five more years. We don't know yet.
Can I sort of tie this all together with the Pirates in some way? Will you indulge? Yes. Just listen to me. Do you notice how, first of all, I would argue that in the NFL, draft picks are far more important than in the Major League Baseball. Because, you know, you're drafting a guy to help you today. The Steelers had no problem. Well, I won't say no problem, but the Steelers had no problem once they decided that Kenny Pickett wasn't their guy. That even though they had used a first-round pick on him, and he still was young and still had all the stuff that Destiny's Child was feeding me about.
I know where Paul's going, City Limits. Do you know? Right? Yeah, I know where he's going here.
All I'm saying is all the stuff that Destiny's Child was feeding me about Henry Davis. The Steelers basically said he was our first shot at getting a franchise quarterback after Ben. Didn't work out. So are we going to have another year where, you know, we have to get excited when he leads a game-winning drive and we win 10-9? Or are we going to try and get better? Let's get better. And then we'll worry about the franchise quarterback down the road, because let's get better for now. Pirates have never operated that way, for the most part. The Penguins do it. The Steelers do it. Yeah, there's salary caps and all that stuff, but it doesn't matter. Because if you look at the NFL and you look at the NHL, there's some teams that are at the bottom every year regardless. You know what I mean? So my point is, if you look at what the Steelers did and how they did it, they basically said, in no uncertain terms, TJ Watt probably only has a couple more years at a really, really high level in him. Cam Hayward might only have one more year at a high, high level in him. You know what I'm saying? So let's go out and try and win while we still have those guys.
Limits, I agree with every syllable and half syllable that Paul just uttered.
I retweet your uttering.
Thank you. We have to go because we need time for the manager. Very well said, Paul. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Our Shelton Show reaction is brought to you by Bet365. That'll be coming up, obviously, right after the manager. And our baseball talk on the Fan right now, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Man, there's a lot to talk about. I want to talk about that double steal the other night. I want to talk about schemes and the future. I want to talk about the trade deadline and Key Brian Hayes. I know Paul has a lot on his mind. The Pirates manager next. It's the Derek Shelton Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.